get your ass out. Oh, and keep running your mouth. And if your pride just come tripping, I'ma show them what these teardrops about.
Good morning, podcast audience. Your podcaster is Ken Hodge. If you listened to my podcast yesterday, I guess you can tell that I'm kind of feeling T-Pain a little way. I can't believe it. Hey, listen. Podcast for this morning. I want to address mail handlers, clerks, letter carriers, maintenance. And I want to address you with a question that I hope will stimulate some good Facebook comments and conversation. And the question is, what is it that you really want from your job? What do you consider a fulfilled, enriched work life? And let me tell you, let's keep it 100. Now, again, what you want might not be what you're going to get, but what is it that you want? And let me tell you, it's an interesting exercise that we do when we actually state what it is we want. Because what's going to happen is while you begin to think or formulate a response, your first response, that's what I want you to send in. That's what I want to talk about. Because let me tell you something. I mean, just to set the tone, if someone was to ask me at this present day in my career, never mind yesterday, never mind 20 years ago, at this present day, if someone was to ask me what I want to do at the post office, I would probably respond, I'm not into that giving a whole lot of extra. I want to come to work, do exactly what I'm supposed to do, and that's it. Now, is that crazy? But that would be my first response. Now, let me tell you something. I know that is not going to happen. But again, if I could make it so, I probably would. So when we have this conversation, again, it can get funny because some people might want to come to work and watch TV all day. Some people might want to come to work and dedicate every bit of attention to moving the mail. Again, there's going to be a lot of different responses. But again, sometimes we just have to break down and let's have some fun with something. And to my friends in postal management, not to be confused with friends with postal management, but to the postal supervisors and managers, postmasters who hear this podcast, I mean, again, what do you want when you go to work? And the reason I ask that question is when you look at some of the responses that may come back, if the post office was smart, they would probably do a survey similar because, again, I don't know, the post office just seems outdated, man, the way they handle people, the way they handle today's work environment. So when I ask you what you want, if they knew what you want, and again, they're not going to know just from this podcast, but maybe someone from headquarters might hear it, look online, see some of our comments, and decide from a national level that they may embark upon the same endeavor. Not that bullshit postal survey. As an organization, every day we wake up, man, we are on the, we got one foot out the door and the other on a banana peel as far as slipping into privatization. But let me tell you something, though. See, service, man, that's what made us strong. Not trying to work people to death. Service. When you give the public a quality product, they'll pay a little more for it. But when you get hung up between trying to provide a production operation and a service operation, you haven't mastered how to match the two. So as an organization, we suffer. But getting back to the question for the topic, What do you want from work? What would make your work like work life happy? Excuse me. If you're a letter carrier, if you reported for work every day, 7:30, 8 o'clock, your route was cased, pulled down, sitting on a nutting truck, waiting for you to load it and take off, which means you could start work at 8 o'clock and be out of supervisor's vision by 8:15. Would that make your life happy? And I know the examples I'm giving are all pointed toward improving our service. But would that make your life happy? If you didn't have the case, you came to work, your route was set up, boom, you walked in the door, picked your route up, and you left. Clerks, what would make you happy? If you reported to and again, I'm talking work-related, but you tell me what would really make you happy. Don't be guided by my examples, please. But if you went to work, you reported to that delivery barcode sorter. There was empty APCs sitting there waiting for you. Would that improve your mindset for the rest of that operation? I mean, that don't happen now. So and again, this is actually what I just said was standard operating procedures, but you never get to see that. But if the post office did it, would it make you a little happier? Would it perk you up a little more and kind of motivate you to get in a little deeper involved in what you're doing at that moment? And that would be processing that DPS mail. Something that simple. Mail handlers, what would make us happy? I told you what'll make me happy. But supervisors, what would make you happy? What would make your quality of work life better? What about if you went to work and you only had one area to supervise? What if you went to work and you could actually, I'm talking to that SDO or that delivery supervisor, you could actually make decisions that's going to improve service? And when I say make decisions, I mean make them through your MDO or whoever who would accept it and write it as an SOP. I don't mean just rough-shotting it, or what they call a hip-shotting it. But would that make you happy? Would that improve the quality of your work life? Again, Kenny Hodge on a podcast, just trying to have a little communication. And again, just get a feel or a vibe for what postal employees think. And let me tell you, by doing this on Facebook, and by when you hear me say to my friends in management, if you are a craft employee, and I'm sorry I gotta say this, it bothers you that management listens or logs into Facebook to our conversation, I guess I'd have to say if you're scared, go to church. But no, I don't understand that as an issue, and I'm sorry. In fact, I encourage management because sometimes you hear some of the greatest ideas on my page. You hear some great ideas that, you know, looking at you every day, but you never thought about it, and you may capitalize on it and improve your operation, which has a latent function of improving the quality of work life for some craft, whether it's the letter carrier, clerk, or the mail handler. I've got my podcast wind back, and so I'm going to be coming at you pretty frequently. But what I want to tell you now about the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I don't bash unions. I don't go negative. So anytime you tune into the podcast, you're not going to hear anti-union rhetoric. You're going to hear situations from my perspective, how we can deal with them or address them. Okay, so again, when you see that Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast come up on your Facebook page, listen to the cast because I'm just trying to impart valuable information that's going to enrich the quality of all of our work lives. Have a great day.